Welcome to Your Q, an open invitation to come together, collaborate, and take action towards a more connected, informed, and thriving Douglas County. Your Q is all about celebrating, uplifting, and educating our community. Each week, we'll highlight the people, ideas, and organizations making a difference, and invite you to join us in shaping the future of Douglas County. Supported by the Ford Family Foundation and brought to you by Roseburg Schools. And now, Your Q on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Good afternoon and welcome to Your Q. Thank you for joining us. It's another lovely afternoon here in Douglas County. Tiffany, good to see you.
Good to see you.
We've got some great guests with us today.
Yes, we do.
These are fantastic people in our community. Some of my community heroes here that are doing great work for our youth and children and adults in the community. And we're excited to have you in the studio. Thank you for being here. And I do wonder, we're getting close to summertime. And if people in the community have ever wondered, like, what do we do this? Like, right. What opportunities are there? And over the next couple of weeks, we're going to talk about summer learning today and opportunities that exist here in our county that are fantastic. And then next week, we're going to talk a little bit more about some summer entertainment.
Yep.
So thank you very much for being here. What I'd love to do is have just kind of go around studio here, have you introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about your organization. And then we'll follow that up with talking about some of the programming that you have been working on to support our community. And Brittany, let's go ahead and start with you today.
Start with me.
Yeah.
I'm Brittany Arnold, and I am the Marketing Development Director at the YMCA of Douglas County. Our mission is strong kids, strong families, and strong communities. And I think everybody would speak that's probably everyone's mission too in our heartbeat here for Douglas County. Really exciting year. This is actually the Y of USA's 175th anniversary. So just looking back of, it's been so fun to look back at our history, and youth development has been a huge part of that since the very beginning. So it's great. And over 75 years in Douglas County.
Yeah, it's amazing. Yeah, thank you. Jill.
I am Jill Lever. I'm the Director of Teaching and Learning for Roseburg Schools, and the school district is such an important part of this community. We have programming from birth all the way through past graduation, connections with the college and the community. So we serve our kids in a variety of ways and all day long, from breakfast in the morning through sports and learning activities in the afternoon. And there is so much to talk about in the schools, but I think it's such a foundation of this community.
Thank you.
Kendra Wilson, Director of Operations, Boys and Girls Club, the Umpqua Valley. And our mission is to inspire all youth, especially those who need us most, to reach their full potential as productive, caring, responsible citizens. So really the moonshot goal is that all kids in Douglas County have a safe and positive place to go after school and during the summer. And we get to work with K through 12 grade students, and not just the Roseburg School District, but all of Douglas County, and get to offer amazing programs and opportunities for them to do just that, grow and learn and become the great adults that we are hoping that they be as a community. So
thank you very much. Danielle.
Thank you for having me. My name is Danielle Haskett. I'm the Chief Academic Officer of the Umpqua Community College. We have community in our name. We are here to serve our community, and I'm really excited to share with you all our programming that we have to offer this summer.
I'm afraid.
Hi, I'm Aurora Ropp. I'm the Youth Services Librarian at Roseburg Public Library. At the Public Library, we are there to provide books, to provide more than books. We have meeting rooms, we have spaces for people to hang out, and a lot of programming focused towards kids, which is my favorite part.
My name is Eliza Vanberger. I'm a junior at Roseburg High School, and I've been going to the summer programming at the library for the past 3 years. I'm also involved in like robotics and Unified Club.
Awesome.
Thank you, Eliza. Some of the best times we have on this set are our young people. So thank you for being here.
Yes, and thank you all for being here. This is so incredible. We have such a great group of people doing amazing things in the community. So, yeah,
it is amazing. And so thank you. It's really, really great to have you on the studio again. So what I'd love to do for the community is sometimes they may be familiar with the organization, but we think our viewers would benefit from hearing a little bit more about the programming that you have on tap for the summer. And I often say, we're real blessed to live here in Douglas County. a lot of things happen for families and youth here, and we're trying to expand those as well. But what I'd love to do, Brittany, if we just kind of start with you, maybe you can talk a little bit about the programming that the Y is developing right now, some opportunities
yes.
this summer. And we'll just love to have each of you spend several minutes just talking about some of the exciting things that you're preparing for.
Sure. Yes, we've got great programming for youth on all. It's very versatile. So I'm really excited about, you know, we have a lifeguard course. Water safety is a huge mission of ours. And that lifeguard course we've been doing for years. And that is available. Lifeguards, you know, then it can lead into getting hired and having that really fun summer job. So we've got that going on right now, and that's open. We also integrated a babysitting course, child care and babysitting. That was something really personal to me because I had a daughter that was like, "How I want to start babysitting and how do I do it?" And I remember going and getting the Red Cross binder and having all that information in there. So we've got that going on. And then moving, you know, shifting from those courses to youth strength and conditioning. This is a brand new program that we're integrating in this summer. And it's really going to prepare students for that are going into fall sports. And then additionally, just keep the kids active in several ways, their mind and their body. Mm-hmm. And then we've got a variety of other sports programming like pickleball, and other kids classes as well. So we've got a lot opening. Swimming lessons are continual, and there's several of those over the summer. So lots to choose from.
Okay.
That's incredible. Lots to do for mm-hmm. our youth, but you guys also have a lot of programs for adults as well.
Yes. Yeah. And we can dig into that later, but I do love that the Y offers a place for the whole family to come in and learn together and do play racquetball together, or your kids doing the youth strength and conditioning and mom or dad can go upstairs and run or take a class. I teach a fitness class at the Y, and I have several moms that bring their kids into the class and they do it together, and it just makes my heart happy. I love it. So yes, we do. We have several fitness classes. And that's another aspect of learning too, is you just get the generational learning from you're learning from, you know, older people and younger people, and you're all together in one space. It's a special place.
Love that. Yeah, it's great. Look at that. We both love that. There's a lot to love there. It's great.
Yes, there is.
Great. Dr. Weber, Jill, I want to talk a little bit about some opportunities our youth for this summer.
Yeah, we're super excited that we were awarded a grant from ODE to have summer school again. So we've had summer school in a variety of ways and funded through the state. Some has been through early literacy grants, and so it's just targeted to K-2. Some has been high school success on target to high school. But the grant we got this year, that we did a little bit of work, and it was a little complex situation to get there, but we got there to offer programming this summer for our kids that are just starting school in kindergarten all the way up to graduation. And the kindergarten is just a little readiness, that nervousness about starting school, and then just five, and what does it feel like? They can start by coming in for just a couple of weeks for 4 hours at a time and getting used to school, eating in the cafeteria, sitting on the carpet, going to a table. How do I color and get along with my friends? And so it's just a way to ease into school. So we're excited about that. We also have K-5 programming, which is for students who are invited. And so the goal of this program is to close that gap that sometimes happens in the summer. And I think we might all have a little bit of that we're going to talk about. Mm. The summer can be a time where kids maybe aren't engaged as much. They may start to slide back in reading or other skills. So we've invited kids that can really benefit from this. So there'll be a smaller teacher to student ratio and targeting in on those skills that can help kids get prepared for that next grade level. So exciting things that they're going to learn about. We're getting some science readers and insects and projects they can research. So we're looking forward to that. Breakfast, lunch, transportation, and then after in the afternoon, partner with the Boys and Girls Club so the kids can have activities and more learning, application of learning there. And Kendra will talk more about that in a little bit. We also have a middle school program, which is for our incoming 6th through 8th graders. And it again is targeted in literacy. They'll go to different classes with different teachers, some writing, some readings, a really cool novel, some math activities, again, breakfast and lunch and a little snack break in there. again, Boys and Girls Club connection. And then high school, there's a great program for students that are entering eighth grade or ninth grade, coming from eighth to ninth. And we know that transition to high school, we all can kind of remember, unless you probably remember more than the rest of us, but that's a hard transition, going from eighth to ninth grade. So this program invited around 50 students that will get used to the high school, but they also get to go out in the community and connect with careers. So they're going to Rosemary Forest Products. They're going to Fred Meyer and doing a little shopping and price comparison and looking what it costs to start school. There's just some great activities they're doing in that program as well. And then of course, credit recovery for students who maybe missed a class and didn't get some credits, or started late in some way, that they can catch up and close that gap there too. So we're looking for around 1,000 students that will be a part of our summer program. We're very excited. Lots of staff that are willing to be part of this and eager to make a difference for kids. And I know one teacher said to me, I love being part of this because I get to work in that small group and closer with the kids. I really sometimes don't have the time during a regular school year that I want to be able to do. So we're excited about the program, about the staff, about the community, the food offerings, just the difference it's going to make for kids and for our community.
Yeah, it'll be great. And it is worth noting on the school district side that I know last year the Department of Education came out late and later than we had hoped.
Was it late May? Early May that we actually started to work on it.
But many districts actually didn't do summer school because they didn't have staff that were able to work, willing to work. And that's actually not been our case here, which has been great.
Yeah, it is. And I think it's also worth noting that Roseburg is the only place, only school district that's doing the summer learning as well. Most of the schools within our community are.
Yep.
So I know Glide and Winston-Dillard, South Umpqua, Sutherland, they also. So it's not just Roseburg, but there's within Douglas County, a lot, many are part of this.
Yeah, that's exciting.
Yeah.
That's great.
The Boys and Girls Club, we have several options depending on the family's needs. So as Jill mentioned, any of the students that are doing the summer learning program with the school district, they can come to the Boys and Girls Club afterwards, bus right from school district to the club for the month of July. So that's a great partnership for the families that they can join in and do that. The other option is, you know, our afternoon program, which is at noon until 5:30, is very similar to our school year program, but it's really focused on that connection and giving kids access to so much fun that they don't realize that they're learning, but they're learning through intentional play and intentional activities, you know, keeping those minds and bodies active, like you mentioned. Then also during the morning, we offer 30 different summer camps throughout the summer. So we have STEAM camps for elementary, STEAM camps for teens, and then athletic camps for a mixed age group. So depending on what their interests, what their ideas of what they want to accomplish and learn this summer, we have a camp that could meet their needs. So
I went through the list with my daughter and she had such a hard time. She was like, we had to go back and forth on so many of them. She was like, wait, I got to give that up to do that.
Right. From robotics to gymnastics to cooking to, basketball. So there's so many options for kids. And it's great where, you know, maybe it's a topic that they're a little interested in. They just want to explore a little bit and they can do that over the summer and realize, oh, I really like this, and then apply themselves further into the school year. So
yeah, love that. That's so great. That's fantastic. Danielle, UCC is always up to
We've got all kinds of fun stuff. And I'm so excited to hear that our community members have all of that fun stuff to do as well. Come out to our campus. It's absolutely beautiful. Our pool is absolutely beautiful. Athletics is doing soccer camps and basketball camps and volleyball camps and swim lessons. We have some fun camps happening in early colleges. We have a session on disease detectives, STEM experience, paws and claws. That sounds like a personal interest of mine. Ink and imagination. And then over on that lifelong learning that we're kind of talking about as well, we have some wonderful watercolor classes, pet care, the art of royal icing. So we really have a combination of different classes for everyone within the community. I've got to flip over because we have so much happening. Over in our STEM, we've got some Take Root Parenting, where STEM's actually going out into the community to meet folks where they are, so they don't necessarily have to come to our campus. And then we also have credit classes. I think during the summer, a lot of folks like to learn by having fun, but if they do want to be intentional with some credit classes, we've got music lessons and we've got psychology and writing. So we just have a wide array of a lot of programming.
Yeah, you do. That's incredible. So are those, which ones are for the youth?
The athletic camps, ages 6 to 14 and then 14 to 18. Basketball even is about the same. It starts a little younger, it looks like. And then volleyball grades 1 and above all the way through high school.
Very cool.
Yeah. And then that programming where I mentioned the disease detectives and so forth, that's part of our early college programming. So those students that are transitioning out into the college atmosphere. And then in our non-cooperative workforce training, we've got ages, grades 1 through 6 and ages 8 through 11. And then we also have teens and then we also have adults. So really we have something for everyone.
Yes, you do. That's awesome.
Great. Aurora.
Yes, we have all kinds of fun things happening at the library this summer for kids. For the littlest ones, for preschoolers, starting the first week of June, Storytime will be out at the Stewart Park Pavilion. It's nice to get outside. It is a little bit more distracting for Storytime, but I enjoy we can get out there and they can have fun playing on the playground in addition to reading stories. Then for elementary kids, we'll have something at the library every Tuesday as soon as school gets out through the end of August. We'll have something every Tuesday. We'll have programs that all lead. We have special performers coming in. We have a puppet show coming. We have some physical comedy. We have a lady with Talk About Trees coming. I always find her fascinating. I always learn something new about trees when she talks. It's a lot of fun stuff there. And then programming for teens. We have things for teens on Thursday afternoons. And we do all kinds of fun things like tie-dyeing, decorating cookies, making bracelets. That's the activity side of the summer reading program. Then we also have my favorite part, the reading side of the summer reading program, that we have reading logs that kids and teens can fill out, keeping track of their minutes that they read during the summertime. And then they can bring that back into the library. They can get a free book. They can get prizes. We also have a little bit digging deeper with their books that we have book review prizes that are higher priced items that are in our display cabinet at the library. And kids can read their book and tell us what they did or didn't like. Or with the little ones that can't really write words yet, we allow them to draw pictures. So it's not all on mom and dad. And that is really fun to see what the kids are really excited to try and win. We have pool things on there. We have Squishmallows that are always super popular. We have Lego sets. We have jewelry making kits, all kinds of fun things.
Wow.
We also, I'm youth services, so I'm all about the kids. We do also have grown-up programs during the summertime. We also have a grown-up summer reading program that our director, Chris Wiley, runs. This year is going to be a Monopoly board. So it's reading in different categories, filling out different genres of books to read. It'll be really exciting.
Yeah. I love that. That's great.
That's so great for a community. So I just have to say, my kids grew up at Library Storytime. The summer program is, huge for the kids. Because you do also incorporate activities during each, right, story time. Is that happening? So when did you start the Stewart Park one?
So we have started doing summer story time out at Stewart Park. I think we started in 2021 after we could come back from COVID. Because there was still some concern about being in closed spaces. And so being at the park was nice that we could have room to breathe. And I really enjoy getting to be able to be out at the park. So that's something that we've continued since then.
It's a great idea.
Hi, Eliza.
Hi.
It's always awesome to have our kids and our youth on. So you're probably not hosting your own opportunities for the community, but you've taken part in some of these.
Yeah.
I'm curious to know kind of what that's meant to you, for you.
Like when I was a little kid, I went to the Boys and Girls Club a lot. And like, I made some friends there that I stayed with like my entire life. So that's like really awesome. And like with the library, I make a lot of friends there, and like, it's a nice to be able to talk to people about books when you're like really, really passionate about something. Mm-hmm. So that's really fun.
That's good.
Yeah. I mean, this learning is oftentimes so much the learning we do. It's enjoyable. It's fun. But there's also so many more connections that happen, right? Mm-hmm. We make connections. It's a social activity and can be. And I know we talked before, it really has blessed your life to have these opportunities, which is great. And I would just say, as a community member, I just want to say thank you. My family and myself has had an opportunity to be part of each of your organizations, and we are much better for that. So on behalf of our family, thank you for really helping expand our opportunities as a family. Our kids have all been blessed. Our family's been blessed by the great things you're doing for the community. So I really do appreciate that.
Yeah. So many opportunities. And I can say the same thing for sure. All of you and your organizations, really, really helpful. I have a question for you. So you have been in the summer reading program for the last, did you say 3 years?
3 years.
What would you say to a student that thinks that reading is not for them?
I think that there's like so many different types of books and like different types of like genres that you can really get into anything. Like, even if you don't really like reading, you might like comics or graphic novels, or you might like discover a genre of like movie that you really like and try to read a book that's like kind of like that movie. But sure, there's a lot of like online resources where you can find like this movie translate to this book.
So yeah, it changes a little bit when it's not for school in particular, it's for your interest. That's a great advice. Yeah. Love that. Thank you. Are we at that time already?
We're at that time
already. Oh my goodness.
Yeah,
that flew by. Yeah. So we are going to go to a break. Hang in here with us. We'll be right back.
The conversation continues shortly. This is Your Cue on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. This is Your Cue, part of KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Welcome back to Your Cue. Again, we've got some fantastic guests here in our community that are doing amazing work and providing opportunities for youth and families. And the focus this afternoon is on summer learning. Well, I want to talk a little bit about the economy has really been something that everybody is talking about. The price of food and gas, and it's been complicated, and it's complicated many families, and some disproportionately. And so, in the spirit of talking about opportunities, I'd love to just open it up to the group and our partners today to talk a little bit about what options there might be for families that might feel like they can't afford to focus on a learning opportunity for their kids.
And so, or for themselves.
Yeah, or for themselves. Yeah. Or that maybe doing that might mean the difference between, you know, buying the kind of food they want to have in their house. So I'd love to open this up just to see just how you've approached this as leaders in our community that are focused on learning to how the focus on affordability, if that's come into play with your programming and design.
And what opportunities are available to our community to make it more affordable to participate?
I can jump in. So at the Boys and Girls Club, a couple options. So our afternoon clubhouse is based off of a sliding scale, a household size and income, but it is as low as $60 a year per child for the afternoon, you know, during the summer. So that's noon till 5:30 and continues into the school year after school till 6:30. So $60 a year is as low as. And then during the morning, summer camps are as low as $85 a week. So we've really trying to make it accessible to everybody as much as we can be. So
that's so helpful. And you guys also feed the children. It's not just...
Correct. So we're USDA food site. So during the summer, we're open food site for everybody. So anybody 1 to 18 can come in and have a meal, a lunch and a snack. And then during the school year, any member can also have a meal. So yes, it is all of that as well.
It's amazing.
Yeah. And that definitely helps with the affordability just at the store. All of us as we're doing see the prices go up. So that's also a huge benefit as well. Yeah. Thank you.
I'll just build on what Kendra said, because that food is really important. And there's families that count on that mm-hmm. during the school year. So breakfast is served at school and lunch is served at school. Mm-hmm. The club does a supper. Mm-hmm. But in the school, in the summer, it can feel like, now what, if I'm used to getting that food? So even though our summer program is by invitation for students, the food is open to anybody up to age 18 of any of those sites. So at Fir Grove, there's a site at Hillcrest, Green, Jolene, and Rosebrook High School for breakfast and lunch is open for our communities. So you don't have to just be part of the summer program that food's available. We don't want that ever to be a barrier for students. And that we know it's so important for learning, whether it's learning at the school site or learning throughout the summer, that having a full tummy is helpful.
Yeah, it is. And I think just reiterating that it's not if you're part of the Boys and Girls Club or if you're part of the school district.
Yeah, even part of a school.
It is
community.
Open.
Anybody.
And an opportunity for families this summer. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Affordability is also very important to the YMCA. And from everywhere, from membership, we have a lot of options. And I would just encourage families to check out those options because they vary. We always want to make sure that we're, you know, an option for everybody.
I am thinking back when I was raising my children and didn't have a lot of income to put towards summer camps for my children. So I took them to the library and we did the reading, which was super fun. We took them out to UCC in the pool because the bus passes are really, really affordable. So this brings back really good memories on what I did when I was a young mother to make learning fun. Plus, I didn't want the kids in the living room playing games. I needed them out doing things. And so I just feel really blessed with all the programming that we have in the community. Mm-hmm. I should also say that we have a very giving foundation as well that supports all of our community with our programming. And so we have options available to them also.
At the library, there is no cost to come to any of our programs for children or grownups. The library is about providing resources to people. There are some fees around library cards if you live outside of the city limits of Roseburg. But we do have some great donors that help in the summertime to provide funds that we use to purchase supplies, to purchase giveaway books, and just to support kids learning in the summer.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, really, really amazing. Yeah, and I just say again, like on behalf of the community, thank you. You don't have to, this wasn't like a prompt on here or was an expectation that you've thought about affordability. And I just want to say thank you as a community member that you've thought about kind of understanding where our community is at and how sometimes that perception of summer learning has a cost to it that may have people think differently. So thank you. Thank you for providing options for our community.
Yeah, making learning possible for everyone. It's really incredible.
I do want to open it up to this, to a question. I've got lots of questions, but, you know, learning, the process of learning is sometimes best understood when we don't know we're learning, maybe. But the process of learning, what we do is learning is really, really important. In fact, it has really important connections to our kind of self-identity, mm-hmm. to our sense of community. It has actually a lot of scientific benefits around neuroplasticity and kind of how we take care of our brain, the thought of atrophy. We understand more like in our physical cells because I feel myself sometimes getting weaker, right? We can't see our brains, but we're learning more and more about the brain, of the importance of staying active. And learning, even in some of these major comorbidity factors around like cognitive delays and declines and things like dementia, we're learning more and more about how important it is to stay active, whether you're 8 or whether you're 88. In fact, we're learning more about adult learning and the importance of adult learning. So I want to open this up to the group. We love the programming aspects, but let's talk more generally about why learning matters. Like why learning matters, whether you're a second grader that maybe has an interest in a sport or maybe a little bit of a lagging skill in an academic area, or you're an adult. Why do you think, and what can you help us understand, of why learning matters? Why can learning be powerful? And how can that change an individual, a family, and a community?
I think I want to make sure we don't put the boundary on learning either, that we think it happens just inside the classroom mm-hmm. or that they have to be in one of the programs. Mm-hmm. Kendra said a little while ago that play is purposeful play is one of the best places to learn. So even if you're a mom of three kids and you're trying to figure out what I do and maybe it doesn't work to go to one of the programs, take them to a park and then just playing with others and exploring. I mean, think about a little five-year-old and their interest in a ladybug and watching the colors of it or the way it flies or splash in a puddle. All that's learning that we just need to be inquisitive. These are great structures to help all of that. And going to the library and getting a book or sitting at the park and reading or taking a watercolor class, any of those. And of course, the club or the Y are great as well, are great places to learn. But I think we need to open that up, that it's not just at an institution where we learn or a location. Going for a hike, and we have beautiful places in our community, is a great way to learn as well.
Yeah, or when it's really hot outside or in the summer and you're stuck inside. I remember when my kids were younger, I used to just, you know, you gotta get creative. Yeah. Like I'd get a big Tupperware of like rice and just like measuring cups and let them play with that. Or like I would put like big print paper on their table and just let them just have at it and just do art. Yeah, there's so many. Before I went to sleep, I would set their toys up with like little play scenes so that when they woke up, there was like a whole story that they could work with, and just getting, you know, or setting out art supplies or just keeping things fresh. I think that learning has a lot to do with environment too. And so with kids, yeah, there's a lot of time to fill when it's summertime and they're not in school. Yeah, so I think just getting creative and making any opportunity be a learning one for the little guys. But that also goes for us too. Like you said, we don't grow out of that. Oh, wow. So yeah, our brains are the hub for everything, you know, that we do. Yeah. And like you said, we don't see it. So yeah, instilling learning opportunities for ourselves is important too.
Yeah.
And that can be tricky as an adult. So do you guys have any recommendations?
I'm growing some new things in my garden, which is super fun.
Yeah.
I would say just take a hint from the kids and just have fun.
Yeah.
There you go. And, you know, like what Jill said, it does, sometimes we just want to put it in a box so much of learning and, are we getting out and gardening and learning something new? Are we reading a new book that we've never tried? And that leads us down a different path. Are we, there's a neighborhood family that, is learning something new. Are we joining in that together? Are we joining a book group? Like there's so many things that we can do that are fun and enjoyable that when we look back at it, it's like, wow, I learned something from that. It wasn't the intent, it was the side effect, right?
So, right.
Yeah, and that is very true with just trying new things in general, right? When we try something new, I mean, learning is an experience. Yeah. And so that opens us up and opens our mind up and just experiencing something new that we've never done before, even if it's just walking a different path, like, that we haven't walked before. We're opening ourselves up to learning, but just by trying something new.
Yeah. And you're talking about growth mindset, right? You might not be comfortable with something, but you want to learn it. You can learn it. So you have to be a little vulnerable and be courageous and go learn it. Like I'm trying to learn Excel and things like that. And I'm a grandparent. And so it has slowed life down when I'm playing with my granddaughters, because you really appreciate watching those young ones learn. And it's just about collecting a rock off the ground and like, wow, look at the shape, look at this texture, look at this color. So that's been really enjoyable. But back to your question, Jared, I think that it's so important to learn because nobody can ever take that from us. Mm-hmm. That is yours to keep, to do what you want with it, however you choose to do that. So
yeah,
I just think it's really important to never stop.
Yeah.
Never stop learning.
I think it's so powerful learning together too. And I've heard all these examples and, having the whole family participate or friends participate together. And, but especially the generational, like learning with somebody older than you and giving those kids the confidence to go, oh, I can do this. If you're trying this out, I can try this out. And I've got, a mom that just started bringing her kid to one of my fitness classes, and we're both like terrified, but I'm watching them like do this together, and it's just amazing because it empowers, that child and the mom too to go, we can do this.
Yeah. Child's watching them, trying that new thing.
Mm-hmm. I love that because it does change. Like there are physiological changes, right, when we're learning, but there are just changes in our relationships, like how a community approaches things. Yeah. Well, Lisa, love to hear from you on this too. Like, talk to us about learning. How has it impacted you?
I think like learning through play is like really important. Like I learn like in like my education classes, but also just like in robotics and teaching the kids. like they really thrive if we just like let them experiment. And I think that's like really important, like lifelong, not just like early.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. That hands-on experience is huge for learning.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's an interesting thing. So my previous life, I taught foreign language. And I taught at the high school level and community college level and taught at Oregon State for a while. And it was great. Loved it. And there was an interesting thought in foreign language, and that is that kids learn way faster than adults. And guess what? It's actually not true at all. It's not true at all. Language acquisition is actually faster with adults who have a better command of the language than young people. And what we've learned, and this is interesting, is that our young people oftentimes don't have those inhibitions. They don't have those fears about learning. Like they take risks kind of naturally, right? Mm-hmm. Like they're okay with like not knowing. As adults, we tend to be a little less okay with not knowing. And, but the reason I bring this up that's interesting is that generally speaking, not in every situation, clearly, but we find that we kind of lean into like summer learning as a student or a youth activity, and we forget sometimes how important it is for adults to learn. Like, are we setting some time for us to do something we've never done? Like art, I steer away from. I actually don't feel like I'm very good at art. It's kind of intimidating. Like I draw stick figures and nothing that makes sense except Picasso, because it doesn't make a lot of sense to me. But like, what a good thing to like someone to challenge me, like take an art class, yeah. Right? But I don't know, I think some of the adults are more reticent to like take that risk on learning. As parents, we tend to focus on our kids, which is good. Let's talk about that a little bit. Like how important is it for adults to be learning? A lot of you are kind of in the space of seeing adults learn, but talk to us a little about this. I mean, we're talking about summer learning, and we think about camps and things, which is awesome. We want our young people to have these opportunities. But isn't it important also for adults to find ways, again, whether it's structured or unstructured, to learn?
At the library, we try and encourage us with our adult summer reading program that I mentioned earlier is a Monopoly board. There are a variety of different subjects in there. And one of the prompts is usually read something in a genre that you don't usually read, that you're bringing you outside of your comfort zone, reading a nonfiction. So reading something that is factual, that is learning about something or learning a new skill set.
That's awesome.
It's always interesting to hear when people come back and they give us their positive or negative reviews of reading something outside of their typical genre. A coworker a couple of summers ago was very surprised by how much she did not like graphic novels. She knows they're something that check out a lot. All ages do enjoy graphic novels, grown-ups and children. And this coworker decided that they were not for her. So
I'm really glad you said that, because I'm going to try that. Yeah. It's a great idea.
Yeah.
We stick to our genres. And that goes with music, too.
There's sometimes this thought of like, you can't teach an old dog a new trick. Mm-hmm. And it's actually completely wrong. Mm-hmm. Like, we can all learn new things. In fact, I think the older I get, and that's happening quickly, it seems like recently, but like the more I actually appreciate when I can learn something new. And so I think it's great. There's a lot of learning opportunities for adults as well.
That's a good point. What advice would you give someone who has that you can't teach an old dog new tricks mentality?
That you can, and we're here to help you. We have a lot of adult learners that come out to the college that have that fear that they didn't get to complete their educational goal for different reasons. We hear about math often. Mm-hmm. And once they can identify with one person on campus that will help them with the tutoring or an advisor or a professor, and then fast forward, 6 months, and I'm like, I can do that. And I did do that. And I'm well on my way to achieving my goal. Mm-hmm. So a lot of the time I feel like it's just giving them that positive affirmation. Like, I am your cheerleader. You can do this. We will figure it out.
Yeah.
And they do. I mean, we have so many of those success stories out at the college.
That's wonderful. That's great support. And the Boys and Girls Club, you have, there's a lot of support happening too. I love the structure of the older kids working with the younger kids
in that mentoring park. You know, we really work to create lifelong learners and, you know, that love of lifelong learning and, you know, having the older kids work with the younger kids, but then also the staff being examples to, you know, the kids as well, as like, you're learning and I'm learning this, and we'll check in with each other and see how it's going. But we want to be good stewards of that as well. So
yeah,
it goes back to that generational learning that I just think is so impactful. Mm-hmm. Just so impactful. And when you're in a, you know, community that has that, and the why, I mean, we've got, you know, a very newly retired swim instructor that just turned 104, and they're constantly pushing themselves, and they're in the weight room, and they're encouraging the younger kids, and they're encouraging me. They're out there doing laps, and it's just so encouraging, and it trickles all the way down, you know, from the top to the bottom of older adults, more seasoned adults pushing themselves and still learning.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so good to see, right? Yeah. That intergenerational opportunities are, those are really special. We've talked about that on the show before. Yeah. Like, there's something magical that happens when you get different generations working together. It is pretty neat to see. Mm-hmm. I don't know, why other places are places you can see that. It's pretty special.
Yeah.
So one of the things we like to do on the show is your cue. It's a play on words, right? So it gives, we want to make sure you have a chance to give your cue to our audience. Like, what's their cue? Something to think about this week, something to think about tomorrow, something maybe as a family you'll discuss. You've all been really instrumental and are instrumental in providing these opportunities. So maybe something that we'd like to just kick it over to the to each of you to maybe give our guests something that's on your mind. Like, what's the cue for our listeners to be thinking about this week coming up? It might be something that came up today in the conversation. It might be something that you've been kind of wondering about for a while. But Brittany, I'm just going to kick it over to you. Why don't you
Great.
Kick it
I here? Can just, well, my mind is spinning from all these, you know, great programs and things that we have going on, because I have two younger girls, and as a parent, you know, raising them in the community, and we've taken part in that. And I was just talking to a friend of mine on the way over here, and she's like, it's just overwhelming them being so busy in the summer and wanting to sign up for all the things. And I think you just have two of these issues that I'm wrestling with in my head is, how do I get my teenager out of her room and signing up for the things? Mm-hmm. And how do I not overcommit? And that balance of where is that? And so before, you know, it can be very overwhelming, but I think, you know, picking and choosing and working as a family and going, let's try this, and, or let's do this together. How about you pick one of these camps to get involved in, and just picking and choosing and working together with that is something I'm going to attempt to do as a parent. And yeah, I think it's extremely valuable.
Yeah, I love that. So bringing it back kind of to the family to decide kind of how you best do that. I love that. Yeah, it's great. Great. A great cue for our community. I appreciate that.
I also appreciate how you mentioned you can be too busy.
Yeah.
Like, it is important to give ourselves kind of that time to rejuvenate and have the space, be bored and be in that space of boredom to where we can be creative with it.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of our kids are running at a pretty fast pace. Our young people are going, I mean, I don't know. I think our youth today, Eliza, maybe help me out with this. You're involved in a lot of things.
Yeah.
Busy. Yeah. I think actually your generation works harder and was way busier than my generation. Yeah. I was a decent student. I look at what my kids are doing. I don't know that I was this busy, oftentimes overscheduled busy, right? But also things you love, but it's having some time, not overscheduling is really great advice too. Like, picking something good, something better, and something best.
Yeah.
And pick, trying to find what is best for each of, like, for the family. That's great advice. Appreciate that. Jill, what do you got for us?
I'm going to kind of play off of something that Danielle said earlier, just about that sometimes learning can be uncomfortable. And I think we each need to be aware of finding something that's uncomfortable and look for that as an opportunity to learn. Be inquisitive, thinkable about something, and go outside of your comfort zone slightly. So it could be choosing a book out of your genre that you're used to. It could be wondering about maybe trying a different dish at home, and I'm going to try an ethnic dish I haven't tried before and make something different. And guess what? If it doesn't work, it's okay. If I didn't like that book, it's okay. But I think that important thing about being uncomfortable a little bit and forcing yourself to learn something new. And if you can do that with somebody else, it's even better.
Yeah. Love that. Great advice. It's seeping in here. I'm feeling an art class maybe coming. I don't know. Wrestling with this right now.
We can do it together.
There you go. Okay.
I think for me, it's a little bit about what we've all talked about, where learning does not have to be at a desk in a classroom. And learning can be about connection and self-esteem building and confidence building and finding that sense of belonging in a space. If that is your sense of belonging in an activity or with a group of people. And those light bulb moments of, oh, this is new and I'm growing and I'm stretching a little bit here can offer such huge rewards when we don't treat it as it has to be in this box of learning and education, but it can be intentional play.
Play. I love that.
Yeah.
That's great.
It reminds me of those moments as a teacher where like the bell rings and it's recess and no one's moving because they're in what we call flow, right? They're just in this space of like excitement and learning. And that's the best learning we have where you don't know you're learning. You're just enjoying the thing you're doing, right? It's great. Love that. Danielle?
That's a really tough act to follow. I think my cue to our community would be, if you haven't been out to the college, come out, check it out. And if we don't have a programming that you want, let us know. We want to hear from you so that we can meet the needs of you and your family. I think that's my cue.
Love it. Yeah. That's great.
I think my cue to the community would be just to stop by the library. We are more than books. We have all kinds of things there for people to do, space to be.
Great. Love it.
My thing is just like try something new and then like make a connection through it. Like I've made so many friends like through a lot of these different programs. So I think that's really important.
Yeah, so important.
Yeah, it's great.
Tiffany, I'll kick it to you for your cue.
Oh, hey. I didn't expect that.
I know.
Well, I would say get out in nature. Yeah, just get in nature. I think there's so much to learn in nature. And you get that learning and then you also get that peace. And it's great. And it's a different kind of connection that I think is really important.
So. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
I kind of had this home builder phrase in my head of like, you can do it. We can help. Mm-hmm. Right. There's a sense of like, it's possible. Right. Mm-hmm. Like, and I think it does involve a little bit of scheduling. Mm-hmm. And but thank you on behalf of the whole community.
Okay. But wait, you have a cue.
Yeah. I think that's probably it. That sense of like, it's possible. Right. And I took to heart. I think for maybe some of the viewers feel the same way. I took to heart, like, I'm kind of a reluctant person when it comes to my own learning when it's mm-hmm. uncomfortable. So my takeaway here is like, and I think I need to do that with people. Mm-hmm. So choose something, growth, sometimes uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. I tend to be an old dog that doesn't love new tricks. I can talk about why it's good for you, but I need to actually embrace the good in that. So that's my takeaway. That's kind of my commitment here. I think it's been a really good one. That's great. This show has been helpful in many ways, including personally. So
that's really surprising that you said that because you have the most curiosity of like almost everybody I know.
Maybe it's the pottery art thing I'm not that good at. So,
well, there are classes for that.
There you go.
Yes, that's good. So if you would like to learn more about any of these opportunities, you can visit bgcuv.org for Boys and Girls Club summer camps, ymcaofdouglascounty.org for YMCA programs, umqua.edu for UCC summer classes, and the rosebergpubliclibrary.org for the library summer reading program. So there are many, many options. So many. You guys are all wonderful. And thank you so much for serving our community to this extent. You are helping so many lives and improving and creating so much quality in our community and the future of our community.
That's right.
Next episode, we are going to dive into summer entertainment in Douglas County, which is super exciting. One of the best parts of the summer, right? So much entertainment happening here in Douglas County. And so we are going to have Christy Reifenbach with the Rosebud Theater. We have Clint Newell from Music on the Half Shelf, Kurt Sorensen with Music Off Central. We've got Eric Andrews talking about the Fifth Friday events in downtown Roseburg. We have Melody Schwegel from UACT. And then we will also have a couple of UACT performers, student performers, joining us as well in that conversation. So we'll have a lot. It'll be another informative episode.
Will be.
Talking about all the great fun things happening here in Douglas County in the summertime. We are headed into the after show portion of this episode, which means that we're going to dive deeper and you're going to want to check it out. You can do that on the Roseburg Schools YouTube channel. So make sure you check that out. And in the meantime, thank you again so much, and we will see you next week.
Join us Thursdays from 4 to 5 p.m. on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN, or watch online on the Roseburg Schools YouTube channel and the Your Q Facebook page. This show is built with our community, for our community. If you have an idea for a conversation that celebrates, uplifts, or educates Douglas County, or know someone we should feature, we'd love to connect. Reach out at yourq@roseburg.k12.or.us or message us on Facebook. Next.